In this bulletin, another two passengers from the Ruby Princess die from coronavirus. China fears a rise in imported cases could spark a second wave of COVID-19. And in sport, the federal government questions the NRL's plan to restart the season in May. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has warned of disastrous consequences in the aged care sector. The minister's comments come after an aged care worker continued going to work for 6 days while sick before testing positive to COVID-19. A resident of Anglicare's Newmarch House has been confirmed to have the virus, while another is waiting for test results. Mr. Hazzard advises those working in aged care facilities to stay home if sick.
I don't have my mum and dad anymore, but if they were in an aged care facility and it was in lockdown, I would want to know that the aged care facility was taking every possible step to keep them safe. The staff need to understand you've chosen this very honourable profession to work with our older citizens who are very vulnerable. Please listen to the health message. Don't go to work if you're feeling sick. Pretty simple.
Two more people who were passengers on the Ruby Princess have died of coronavirus. It's taken the state's toll to 26. A further 9 new cases of coronavirus recorded in the past 24 hours brings the number of infections in New South Wales to 2,863. Queensland schools will remain open during term 2 for the children of essential workers and vulnerable students. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the decision will be reviewed next month. Ms. Palaszczuk says Prime Minister Scott Morrison was comfortable with the decision.
Teachers will be going to school, just as the teacher aides and the cleaners and everybody else who makes up that school community. And as the Chief Health Officer advises me, that it is safe to do so. We don't know what's going to be happening by the end of May. And by the 15th of May, we will once again let people know definitively which way to go.
Residential and commercial tenants will have more protection against evictions after new legislation announced by the New South Wales government. Landlords will be required to negotiate payments during the coronavirus pandemic under a 6-month support package valued at $440 million. The package includes a moratorium on forced residential evictions due to money owed. And negotiations must occur where a residential household has lost at least 25% of income due to COVID-19. New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet encourages landlords and tenants to negotiate.
This policy is about protection, protecting tenants from being evicted due to circumstances outside their control. It protects landlords from tenants in circumstances where payment of rent is not being paid when it should be paid. And these measures today go to the heart of that.
Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin says more deaths are expected in the coming days as a result of the coronavirus outbreak. The state government says it took extreme measures of shutting 2 hospitals in Burnie and transferring patients out to clean the sites. Health staff will be forced to quarantine in the state's northwest for 14 days after several health workers from that region contracted COVID-19. Mr. Gutwin says the state has recorded 144 cases and 5 deaths, prompting the government to take unprecedented steps.
I'm pleased that we've made a request to the federal government to provide further resources, and we will see an AusMed team, an Australian Medical Assistance team, key leaders supported by the ADF coming into the state over the course of this week that will help us to deliver the medical services that we need on the northwest coast.
There are fears of a second wave of coronavirus infections in China after the highest number of cases in 6 weeks was reported. A total of 108 new cases of COVID-19 have been driven largely by infected travellers from overseas. The new cases are up from 99 a day earlier. National Health Commission spokesman Mi Feng encourages local authorities continuing testing and treatment.
4月11日,
the number of new imported cases across the mainland indicates the rising risk of imported infections, especially for the cities of entry. Local authorities should therefore be prepared for relatively long-term work, coping with the imported cases, and further enhance their capability of testing and treatment.
The Federal Sports Minister, Richard Colbeck, has warned the NRL that its plans to restart its season, which was disrupted because of the coronavirus, are ambitious. The New South Wales Deputy Premier wants the contest to continue, and Minister Colbeck agrees that the sport should return as soon as possible, but he's questioned whether the code can start next month. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 28. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy and 21 degrees. Canberra, possible early fog, then a sunny day, 23. Wollongong, sunny, 24. Sydney, sunny and 25. Similar in Newcastle, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny and 31. And similar for Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.